Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
When I was younger, I had to win every game, whether it be Monopoly or Tic-Tac-Toe or Memory or such. Somewhere in college, I stopped having to win everything, and now I'm this kind of... I'm just all mushy inside. I just want everyone to have fun and this and that. But there's two things that have brought out my competitive fire recently. One of them is Munchkin. I really, really hate losing at Munchkin.
Oh, it's a Munchkin. What is Munchkin? Is
this, oh my gosh.
Am I lost in the previous decade? What's happening? Oh, it's a board game.
It's a board game, sort of.
So I really hate losing at Munchkin. And recently I found out there's a three-point competition on Saturday, and I haven't competed in a three-point contest in 15 years, so I really want to win.
you're bringing back your killer instinct? Like, where did you put it away for 10 years?
I don't think it goes anywhere. I think it remains in you like a kind of an ember, and you just have to stoke it, and then it, throw a little kindling in there, and I don't think it goes away.
I don't know. I think you're right that it, to a certain extent, it doesn't go away. But I think the competitive fire in me was just so unhealthy. Just the wanting to win so badly that you would do whatever it took to win.
Mm-hmm. Anything?
Put it this way.
Are you like Michael Jordan?
I don't know. Have you ever you're in the heat of battle and you become someone that you know that you shouldn't be? Or have you guys never come across that? Like, you've done whatever it took to win, even though it was just reprehensible and just horrible.
Well, give me an example of what's so horrible.
Well, here's the thing. I know that with James, he loves competition. But James likes singular competition. I don't think James really enjoys group
competition. Like a team sport?
Is that true? I mean, just like I feel like you like to compete. Like, you're actually ultra competitive, and it's a trait about you we tend to sort of take advantage of sometimes.
Take advantage of? What do you mean take it?
But only, I mean, we'll be like, yo, James, like, I bet we can beat you doing this.
Eat 40 chicken McNuggets. You know.
But you don't really do it. You're not really working for a team. You like to compete against your own person.
Like against another individual person? Or just myself?
You tell me. No, you like to compete against other person.
I mean, I don't really play team sports, I guess. So, yeah, it's not... Yes, I am an individual... a very competitive on an individual kind of comparing myself to other individuals, maybe, level. But I wouldn't say when it comes to a team game or sport or combat situation that I turn into a combatant that I get, violently or do something that Eric, in this way, I don't relate to that kind of I turn into a different person. Maybe I'm a different person when it comes to competing on the individual level. I'm sly or studying, sort of like studying your enemy kind of thing.
I think something that me and Eric do have in common is that we're always looking to how to beat somebody else at something. Right, Eric? I feel like I've never actually asked you, but aren't you like this? Like when you play basketball, when you play sports, when you play board games, when you play anything with anybody else, are you always looking for how to beat them?
Like the sport is to win, basically. What happened to sportsmanship and just playing sort of for the game to improve your own level?
Yeah, I mean, John hit it right on the head. Like, anytime I step into any arena, I'm always trying to angle to win, but the importance of winning over time has just waned. But if I'm in the arena, then I'm wanting to win, but I just find myself assessing the whole arena, seeing where other people are at, it's strange to me that I've kind of thrown competition aside, like thrown it to the winds, and I'm not really interested in getting that deep into you know, the whole winning and losing thing. I really just want to play some ball. You know, I really want to just, you know, play, you know, play some soccer. I'm really much more interested in not getting hurt at this point in my life, you know, kind of a thing. Yeah. I kind of want to hang out with my sons and chill out. And that's something I can't do with a broken leg. So if things start to heat up, you know. So, you know, I realize that that's not very manly anymore, but.
When's the last time that you felt like you were trying to win
something? Well, kind of sad, but I'll admit it. It was during Munchkin a couple weeks ago. I was doing whatever I could to win. I mean, even if I don't know, even if it meant a little bit of cheating here and there.
A little bit of cheating.
So I'm ashamed. You know, I'm ashamed to admit it, but that's, you know, the competitive spirit got a hold of me, and I really wanted to win, and if they didn't catch me, kind of a deal, then. So, I'm not proud to.
How far will you go to cheat? I guess.
How
I'm curious.
Far did I go to cheat?
Would you? Sure.
I've gone to. To pretty large extents to win a game.
Wow, that's intense.
I'm not proud of it, but you know, when things go down, I get caught up in the moment sometimes, and I really want to win. And
wow. So I've done it too.
And even if it meant bending some rules, hoping no one would catch me, this and that, then you know, then I've done that, but. You know, it's something that I want to change about myself, and I'm not proud of. I just get caught up sometimes.
So interesting. I didn't know this. This is all.
See, maybe in this sense, James, you are not competitive.
I mean, I don't think I would cheat to like win at Galaga, or you know,
well,
indoor soccer. I mean, I.
It's not cheating. I mean. Eric, I don't know if this is how you do it, but I'm talking about sort of, I'll know the rules and I'll go right to the maximum. You know what I'm saying? Like I might bend a few rules, I might work around the rules, but like
but
look for the loophole.
That's
but
like,
I'm not. Gonna, I personally will not
like
want
just,
to cross
like
the
playing
rules.
Playing dirty.
And that's exactly what still... I was talking about at the beginning of this, where I took it to an unhealthy state, like competitive, and I would go to those places and I would look back. After I went to those places, I'd be like, is that really who I want to be? Is that, like, do I really want to be the guy that plays dirty? Do I really want to be the guy that cheats and doesn't quite get caught, wins the game, and, you know, blah, blah, blah? I just really didn't like who I became when I wanted to win that badly.
Yeah. So to you, it's like a struggle. It's like an internal struggle. To sort of contain that fire.
Yeah. Yeah, and for a long time I've had to fight that, but and then you know what is winning really? What is losing really? You know, a lot of times I learn more lessons losing anyways, so it just it's finally went to this place where I don't know. I feel like it was a healthier place for me personally and with respect to competing. It's just, you know, have fun, do your best.
But you're not a sore loser. That's like the worst.
No, I mean, I pretend to be a sore loser, but inside I'm really not a sore loser.
How do you pretend to be a sore loser?
Well, sometimes it's funner if people think that you really...
That's true. I mean, I think it's really about drama.
What do you, Eric, what do you think about the gender divide for competition? Because I feel like you have a different sort of perspective.
You mean like always... You know, never wanting to lose at basketball to a girl, or actually at anything to a girl,
or even—I mean, you've actually played on mixed competitive teams with girls.
Wait, Eric, you have a thing about losing to girls?
You don't.
I mean, I lose to girls all the time.
Yeah, I mean, to this day, I will not admit that I've ever lost at Galaga to Connie. I really hated losing Lindsay in eighth grade, and she was just an amazing basketball player. What about
mixed sports though? I mean, is there really a kind of platform for
Eric plays mixed you play sports. Inter- he plays yeah. soccer with
oh
everyone.
Co-ed soccer is the
co-ed
best.
Soccer yeah co-ed do you soccer. Ever feel like you lose to a girl in co-ed soccer you get juked by a girl
no that like that's people. in a team sport that's kind of it's right. it's less important but yeah I mean there's some amazing girl soccer players that were you know their girls were better than our girls at times and
right.
But you never know. I mean,
when you play co-ed soccer, do you ever switch the matchup where like the girls are guarding guys and the guys are guarding girls?
Well, it depends on the quality of the girl. I had one girl named Jen who I think like 70% of the time she would go out and hurt guys. You know, she was just like, you know, she was that you know, tough kind of girl that could just go out and do some damage. So, yeah, I mean, and then there's other, you know, matchups that are better or not because if you have a girl that's quality enough to cover guys, then yeah. chances are your guys are open, you know, more. So the best part about playing against a girl is if your buddy's covering her and let's say that, I don't know, for some reason she like elbows him in the face or like pushes him down on the ground and you run up to them and you're like, dude, are you okay? Did she hurt you? And that to me, like when I was younger, man, I would be like, I don't know. I was on my buddies.
It's embarrassing.
If a girl hurt them during combat.
You know what happens to me a lot is, I don't know if, you know, when you run fives, I'd say 90% of the time when a girl plays, I'm guarding her. Just because, I mean, does this happen
how
to you?
How does that make you feel,
usually,
John?
You know, you're like a shorter Asian kid. Well, right. I'm going to tell you how it makes me feel. Does that happen?
I'm going
to
say that doesn't happen, Eric. And overall, I'm really enjoying this topic because I think this is a very, very important to talk about.
Well, the thing is, I mean, because
gender
generally
difference
I'm the smallest
and how
guy.
We treat. I mean, it's like I feel like it's a little bit like border. I mean, not just borderline. It's like it's patronizing, you know? Yeah, it's sexist.
It's sexist.
I mean, just on a very flat level.
I agree.
But there's something to it though. Here's
because when I play a girl basketball player, like, I mean, I don't like try to block, you know, I don't try to block her shot or anything. But I've definitely had some girls who are like,
there aren't just some girls that are so much better than you. In the basketball world, John, I would say that a lot of girls are better. I mean,
I'm not playing with them.
You never know who you're playing. You know, it's just weird. I mean, when you step on a court, it's like everyone's like sizing each other up. You know, but then. Like, think about it. A girl steps on the court, and it's like,
oh my gosh,
that's a whole other level of being sized up. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
it's
a girl
like,
steps on the court, and everything just gets.
Think about her using her body, and like, you know, just feeling like, you know, okay, like, I mean, all sorts of stuff is, I mean, you know, and I don't know. I think it's a really interesting paradigm we have here, like of you know, especially girls in sports.
How do you feel about competition when you know you can't win?
Sometimes you can't win
when you're the underdog.
Sometimes that's the best because I think that's some of my favorite because you can go all out, no holds barred, and learn all the lessons that you need to learn from going that hard, you know? Cuz when it's in doubt, you know, when winning and losing is in doubt, you have to play the game, and that can lead to, you know, conservative calls and aggressive calls. But with when you're sure that you're going to lose, you can just be all out, right?
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
But when I think there's, it's like by this paradigm, there's always something to lose.
John, where are you at? Do you need to win every basketball game? Do you need to win every game of Risk or Monopoly or? Ever?
I've never lost a game of Stratego in my life. No, like I feel like I always tell people, I'm a super competitive, but I don't care about losing. Some, you know, it depends on the time. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll be like, okay, like I'll be like, okay, this time is for everyone having fun. This time
basketball
is for
though,
this or that.
What's it for? It's for winning.
Same thing even for basketball. Sometimes it's like, all right, this is the game. Like, we want to win this game. I remember, Eric, I remember this. Remember one time Function, we played like the Indian frat for basketball once?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to like, win this like, game. I'm like, I want to win this. Like, we got to win this. I was like, yo, we're going to win this
game. Why, John? Because like, they were Indian?
And it's... No. Because
were they girls?
They were talking shit.
They were guys.
They were not girls.
They were talking shit.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, because I think I'd do better in competition.
Did you guys win? Did you guys win?
Enemies faceless.
Was it?
Yes,
was
we
it...
won. If I really, really want to win, I'll block it out and like I'll take it to the level. But I sort of like partition it out. Because most of the time, I'm actually, I feel like I'm so almost burdened by trying to make everyone have fun all the time. But I like it when everyone's already super competitive.
Yeah,
and I don't have to worry about
love that.
What's your take on it?
We talked about. I mean, I absolutely love Jeremy Lin. I love what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, I am him. He is me. I was able to. Oh my gosh, this was epic. I sat down with my four boys, my four Asian boys. And I looked and I pointed and I said, "Look at this point guard for the New York Knicks. His name is Jeremy Lin. You can be like him.
Wow.
Look, even look like him. You know." And it's just.
How well, did they take that?
Well, that's what's the most wonderful part about it. Like it is now ingrained in them that someone who looks like them, who looks like them, who, you know, the dark hair, the, you know, the eyes, the skin, everything.
This goes so deep.
They can play in the NBA.
Well, they have a role model now. They have someone that looks that you're right. You know, the image will
be. You know, like it's not Yao.
Right, it's not Yao because Yao's an alien.
You know, that's different. I'm talking little, like, you know, point guard.
Yeah.
And
this is
it's just epic. You know, it's epic. You know, I love the fact that they didn't even have to recognize the fact that, you know,
It couldn't be Yao because Yao's Chinese. Jeremy Lin's American, you know? So it's a very different diaspora.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking center point guard, but yeah.
Well, right. I mean, but if let's say, you know, a Chinese American guy was also a center, I mean, you know, he would be getting way more recognition. And I mean, it would be the same kind of, because Yao Ming is like an import. Jeremy Lin's like one of our own. It's like he's like
true.
The Asian kids in the back, you know. And he is an Asian kid in the back, literally. It's like, this is the story.
Did your boys understand the difference?
No, they just, I don't know.
Do they know who Yao Ming is?
No, they didn't. But
no, they're not.
I mean, they're too young. I mean, except for possibly Isaiah, right? Yao Ming
retired
like 3 years ago.
I didn't even know that. Why did he retire?
Yeah, man. See. His feet broke down.
See, people of that size don't live very long. And, I mean...
That's true.
Not to mention... I mean, you know, and so also to put them in this kind of gladiatorial display.
When did you start getting in there?
Maybe about, like, the second or third game, you know, when it started getting just crazy. And then I watched him play, and this is my favorite part about it, is he plays like an Asian. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I've been playing playing white kids in grade school, black kids all throughout college, Asian kids my whole life, and he plays like an Asian. And I know that's unfair, but he does. Like, he moves
it's not unfair. It's exactly what he is.
Yeah,
so
and
it's like
he,
it sort of perfectly fits the stereotype.
The way the body type moves, he's just got a
he probably went to Harvard like an Asian too.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, I just love it. I love the fact that he plays like an Asian, you know, and he's having some success. I love what it means for my boys. I love it.